Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hello, my name's Jules. I'm an alcoholic. My topic today is what practical advice do we offer to a newcomer who is struggling to stop drinking? Well, I've got a lot of experience, like we all do, about struggling to stop drinking. In my case, I arrived to Alcoholics Anonymous in 1994, and I refused to go into my first meeting because the people who walked in looked so normal and so different to me. I was living in a boarding house in Sydney, pretty much homeless, friendless, and was drinking every day to blot out my miserable existence. The second exposure to AA was in 1996, 2 years later, and I went there for my parents, and I remained sober for a year, and I went out and drank again. I tried to get sober in AA for the next 7 years and failed when I tried to do it by myself. So there was a few lessons learned in that. The first thing is I can't do it alone, so I have to reach out to other alcoholics, other AA members, for support and guidance around how I can live a sober life and best of all be happy about that, be a constructive human being for once in my life. The second takeaway was to start listening to that advice. A lot of people in AA had told me, do 90 meetings in 90 days, get a home room, a home group, get a sponsor, start reading through the big book, do regular meetings after that, and get to know the alcoholics in your life, the AA members in my life. And I just thought I could do it my own way. I thought I could somehow go to AA but make the rules up myself. And it just didn't work for me. I've had to do it the AA way, and that is what's written in the big book. So I'm 18 and a half years sober, and I had to learn it the hard way. Excuse me. I had to learn it. I learned that my sobriety is contingent on my spiritual condition, and I have to work on my spiritual life every day, and I have to sacrifice a bit of my self-centeredness every day if I'm to survive the certain low spots ahead in my life. Yeah, I'm extremely grateful to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. I've been able to get a new career in my sobriety. I've been at that career now for about 15 years, and that career has enabled me to buy a house to live in, and I've been able to get married in my sobriety, have children in my sobriety that have never seen me drink, and to move states and to live up on the sunny coast now and to follow my dreams. And that's what it's about, getting sober and following your dreams and being a decent person. So I wish you all the best and have a great day. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.